at 35 close to Denton. This door was stacked with a dozen others against a wall in the back. Almost no light back there in the back room and dust everywhere. Time resides there and isn't fooling around. I pushed some things out of the way and from a side angle saw the door I wanted. It had strange, wonderful old hardware, and the wood looked old too, like age itself, like it was made from old sawmilled timber back when men cut timber with muscle and hauled logs and powered the mills with horses and mules. It had never been painted, the door. Maybe lacquered once or twice, but so long ago the lacquer had yellowed and cracked. I pulled free my prize and just stared at it. No windows or special ornamentation, just cross panels, and it was solid wood and weighed a ton. Measured by my pocket tape measure, it was 32 inches. Perfect. I had to have it. So I lugged it up to the counter, and Dora was there with her side eye and maybe a pretty face under frump cheek and maybe a lack of care. I don't think I'd really looked at her before, except to note that she had the homeless thing going on. Now I looked. I still couldn't really figure her out. There was a her in there, somewhere, under the man's shirt and serape and old robe. It wasn't really a serape, not like a colored Mexican poncho. More like she cut a hole in the top of a gray woolen military blanket. Maybe, I thought, she's just really, really cold. No hold on this, I hope. Nope. I dug in my pocket and pulled out 300. I threw it on the counter and started to lift the door again to take it to my truck. That's way too much, Dora said. No, it's not, I said, and don't argue. Wait, she said, but let me help you with it. I got it. No, you don't understand. Let me help you with it. I have to know what you're doing with this stuff. I want to help you install it. What do you mean you have to know? I mean, I want to know. It's no mystery, I said. This is my new closet door. She looked at me and shook her head in disbelief. Why? Why what? Why that door? That thing is over 100 years old. I know. People pull these things out of their houses. They don't put them back in. Then why are you selling it? What do you expect someone to do with a door? She shrugged. Collectors and artists make them into tables, countertops, even wall hangings, that sort of thing. It's for hipsters and designers. It's not for you. It's a door. Right. My closet door. Okay. So we good? No, I already told you. I want to help you install it. I already bought it, I said. I don't have to make any deals with you. No, the information you've provided heretofore is incorrect. I didn't quote you a price and I haven't touched your money. It's not yours. It's still mine. Right now, you're stealing it. You leave and I could call the cops. You're shitting me, right? Nope. What ensued was a bit of a Texican standoff. We stared at each other until she smiled and I folded like a blanket. Then I smiled back and we had an agreement. My name is Edwin, I said. I know your name, Dora said. We've talked before. Of course.
Chapter 2. Dora. Dora came over the next day when I told her I'd be installing the new closet door. And how can I say this? She didn't look like Dora. I mean, it was definitely Dora. But now she looked like a beautiful young woman had killed Dora and assumed her identity. This was a windswept beauty. Maybe not fit to describe with something so shallow as words. Like honeysuckle in bloom or a purple-orange sunset on green fields. But she still had the goofy glasses. The Dora that showed up at my house was, to put it indelicately, a knockout. At least to me. Not model thin, thank God, but substantive and solid and feminine. I was stunned when I saw her and had to catch my breath. She was wearing jeans and a sweater and whatever else that, admixed by some strange alchemy, made my heart thump. Her hair was done up and out of her face, and although she wore little or no makeup, and except for the glasses, she would make any red-blooded man stop and take notice. Wow, Dora, I said. You look very nice. The wow was implied. I didn't actually say it, but if there is anything to the science of nonverbal communication,